This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Sierra Harrop, W5DX, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 27th, 2023. Time is running out to take a stand in the effort to protect amateur allocations on the 60-meter band. At news time, nearly 1,500 comments have been filed into the FCC docket, many of them urging the FCC to protect amateur access to this critical band. An FCC proposal would take away several of the discrete channels and reduce power output from the current 100 watts to less than 10. ARRL asks that all amateurs file comments during the public comment period, which is open until October 30th of 2023. ARRL encourages expressions of support to the FCC for the current 100-watt ERP power limit instead of reducing the power limit to 15 watts EIRP and for continuing secondary access to the current channels. ARRL has assembled a webpage with instructions on how to submit your comments, and it also includes background information to take a deep dive on the issue. You can find that at ARRL.org/60-meter-band. You can also find it on the homepage of the website. Now, to submit your comments to the FCC for consideration in the rulemaking process, you'll have to go to the FCC webpage for the Notice of Proposed Rulemakings docket number. That's 23-120. You can find that information again on the ARRL website. Now, the urgency of this matter is being seen around the amateur community. In a message to ARRL members in the Roanoke Division, Director Jim Boner, N2ZZ, and Vice Director Bill Marine, N2COP, issued a call to action saying, quote, "Even if you're not currently active on 60 meters, the proposed reduction in power from 100 watts to an equivalent of less than 10 watts is the most sweeping reduction of HF privileges in decades. If amateur radio's opposition to this proposed change is weak and the FCC goes through with the change, will a lackluster response from the ham radio community embolden the FCC to remove or modify more HF privileges?" With just days left in the public comment period, ARRL hopes to see the docket filled even further with comments in support of keeping 60 meters as the vital resource that it is. ARRL welcomes news of a scheduled vote by the Federal Communications Commission to consider removing symbol rate restrictions that restrict digital modes, foster inefficient spectrum use, and dampen incentives for innovation. In a draft commission decision, the FCC would replace the current HF restrictions with a 2.8 kHz bandwidth limit. The commission also announced that it will consider a further notice in which it will propose eliminating similar restrictions where they apply in other bands, and also consider relying on those symbol bandwidth limits. If both actions are adopted by the commission, there will be a period for public comment on the further notice issues. In announcing the proposed commission actions, FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel said that, quote, "We're bolstering amateur radio. We will vote on a proposal to incentivize innovation and experimentation in the amateur radio bands by removing outdated restrictions and providing licensees with the flexibility to use modern digital emissions," end quote. ARRL requested and strongly supports replacing the symbol rate limits on the HF bands with that 2.8 kHz bandwidth limit. ARRL also supports eliminating the symbol rate limits in favor of the already existing bandwidth limits where they apply on the VHF and UHF bands, and eliminating the similar limits on the 2200 and 630 meter bands. Now, this is especially good news for MCOM. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, said the changes will result in a tremendous time saving during disasters. That's, of course, when every second counts. He says, quote, "We will be very pleased to have the FCC remove the restrictions on symbol rate for the amateur bands. This will eliminate the need for temporary waivers during an event and provide the ability to train and exercise using the higher symbol rate, allowing increased data capability to our served agencies and partners," end quote. Of course, ARRL will continue to engage on this matter. You can follow more on ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with his weekly AMSAT report. Bruce?
With the AMSAT symposium behind us, there were some neat things presented. Jonathan, KF5IDY, demonstrated a newly acquired thruster for CubeSats There was no liquid to ignite, only an electronic ignition of the jets. This might prove to be an addition to CubeSats in the future to mitigate space debris and to re-enter the satellite upon end of mission. Allen, KU2Y, demonstrated the latest CubeSat SIM version 2.0. With this new version, you can change modes on your simulator over the air instead of having to press a button on the simulator. Other nice-to-have features are evolving. At the Saturday evening banquet, the guest speaker was Bob Twiggs. He co-invented the CubeSat format. It was very informative, and Bob is a very funny guy. He talked about the early days of amateur satellites and how the Weber State University satellites came about. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for that report. Well, this will get you fired up about getting kids involved in amateur radio. ARL Education and Learning Manager and IARU Region 2 Youth Coordinator Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, gave the keynote address at the 2023 ARRL Pacific Division Ham Radio Convention, a.k.a. Pacificon. Now, Goodgame was a public school teacher for 21 years. He carries that experience of bringing amateur radio into the classroom, into his role here at ARRL, saying, quote, "It's safe to say I've learned a thing or two about reaching youth along the way." Now, his presentation to a packed audience was the highlight of the convention. Goodgame's passion and vision for promoting youth involvement in the hobby shined in his speech as he discussed STEM education and the importance of inspiring youth and teachers to engage in amateur radio and wireless technology.
We are the perfect group of people to make this happen. Make no mistake, we will make this happen. We are the ARRL, a community of hams, a gathering of ambassadors, and it's up to us to succeed. It's up to us to always strive for that plus one. I ask you, if not us, then who? Think about that. If not us, then who? Who's going to give kids today the opportunities that we had as kids ourselves?
And it's all caught on video. Watch A Vision of the Future of Amateur Radio, that's the title, on the ARRL HQ YouTube channel, and you'll be able to learn how to grow the next generation of radio amateurs from one of the leaders in that space. Watch that speech. It is really inspiring. That link, of course, on ARRL.org. 31,000 bucks raised for the support of amateur radio education thanks to the 18th annual ARRL online auctions that ran October 13th through the 19th. In addition to hundreds of viewers, the auction saw 244 individual bidders. They were vying for things like product review equipment, vintage books, mystery junk boxes from the ARRL lab, and much more. There were, get this, 1,163 bids recorded, with 14 items finishing in overtime bidding. Those proceeds from that auction go directly to the education programs, including promoting activities to license new hams, strengthening amateur radio emergency service training, offering technical and operating education, and creating instructional materials. Thank you so much to our corporate partners and our members for the generous donations to that auction, and thanks to the 244 bidders. Hope you got some good stuff. The Nashua Area Radio Society will host a ham boot camp on November 11, 2023, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Ham boot camp includes a series of online demonstrations and tutorials designed to help newly licensed tech, general, and extra class license holders get on the air and use their amateur radio license. The program is available to all licensed and prospective amateur radio operators. Visit the ham boot camp registration page for additional information. You can find that at n1fd.org. A big milestone, amateur radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, is planning for their 40th anniversary celebration conference that runs February 22nd through the 24th of next year. The Positive Impact of Amateur Radio on Human Spaceflight 40th Anniversary Conference will be held at the Center for Space Education at the Astronauts Memorial Foundation. That's located near the NASA Kennedy Space Center Visitors Center on the Cape there in Florida. Organizers hope to gather volunteer teams, astronauts, space agency officials, educators, space, and of course, amateur radio enthusiasts to attend the event. You can register now, and for registration information and special event pricing at local hotels, visit the event website at ARISS.org, that's A-R-I-S-S, and choose the drop-down menu tab labeled 40th Anniversary. ARIS is a cooperative venture of international amateur radio societies and the space agencies that support the ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA's Space Communications and Navigation Program, or SCAN, the ISS National Laboratory, Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air operating event continues, and you can find more about that on the website, including state activations for weekly W1AW portable operations. October 25th through the 31st, you'll find Virginia with W1AW Slant 4, Michigan with W1AW Slant 8, and Arkansas with W1AW Slant 5. Then November 1st through 7th, West Virginia, W1AW Slant 8, Massachusetts, W1AW Slant 1, and Iowa at Whiskey 1 Alva Whiskey Slant 0 for the activation. A lot of contests coming up. October 26th, the RSGB 80 Meters Autumn Series. That's on sideband. October 27th, the Zombie Shuffle on CW. Sounds scary. October 28th through the 29th, ARRL EME Contest. That's CW Phone and Digital. October 28th through the 29th, CQ Worldwide DX Contest. Of course, that is single sideband phone. November 1st, the Silent Key Memorial Contest, that's CW. November 1st, the 3.5 UKE ICC 80 Meter Contest, that's phone. November 2nd through 3rd, Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest on CW. November 2nd, NRAU 10 Meter Activity Contest, that's CW phone and digital. November 2nd, the SKCC Sprint Europe for CW. Now visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information, including the upcoming section, state, and division conventions. November 4th through 5th, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Georgia State Convention in Lawrenceville, Georgia. November 4th, Wisconsin Aries Racies Conference 2023, hosting the ARRL Wisconsin Section Convention. Wisconsin Rapids, you guessed it, Wisconsin. November 18th through 19th, the Fort Wayne Ham Fest and Computer Expo, hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and December 8th through 9th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention. That's in Plant City, Florida. Search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database on the website to find events in your area. And finally this week, back to Wisconsin for a thank you to the Madison Area Repeater Association Net in Madison, Wisconsin, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. We appreciate you all so much. I'm Sierra Harrop, W5DX, in for John Ross, KD8IDJ. He'll be back next week. From all of us, 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.